Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my
10:06 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good Friday morning to you. I'm so excited. It's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Jenna. Good morning, Pensacola. We appreciate you listening today. And you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. Maybe you have some boating questions. Maybe you have some questions about Georgetown Technical College and Marine Service Program over there. Maybe you want to just call in with a comment, 850-437-1620. We will also take a text as well. You can text that same number, 850-437-1620 is that number. I love to hear from you guys out there. I like to know what's going on out in the marine fun part of the marine industry, the guys and gals that are out there boating on the weekends. I like to hear from you guys and just give us a call or text. I'm more than happy to help you out. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury Motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercury, Mercruiser, Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. And you also check them out on Facebook for any specials they may have running. They also put their consignments up there on Facebook as well. So check them out on Facebook, friend them, and see what they got going on out there at Key Marine on Bower Road. I am actually going to, after the show, go out to Key Marine and stop by and see them. I'm going to have lunch with a previous student, a graduated student, Chance Kellogg, works out there at Key Marine. And he's been out there for a long time. It's really, when I think about students that have completed and are working in the field, the time span in my mind seems so short. But when I start talking to these students who are now trained technicians in the industry, 5, 6, 7 years ago, they were in my class, and I'm just like floored, you know, by that. It seems like yesterday in so many of these success stories that we have coming out of Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. So I'm going to go out there and have lunch with him, see what's going on out at Key Marine, and just relax a little bit and see what they got going on out there. And I'm excited about that visit this afternoon. They are running a special. Key Marine is running a special customer appreciation discount starting November 1st all the way until January 31st. All customers will receive 15% off of labor from November 1st until January 31st. They also have a few motors that they have left in stock. They have a 5 horsepower, a 90 horsepower, and 150 horsepower Mercury that they have in stock for your repower needs. So give them a call at 850-492-0487 to set that up. Take advantage of that discount, and that will save you a ton of money from November until the 31st of January. They were more than happy to give you that customer appreciation discount. I tell you, they run that because this time of year things start to slow down a little bit, and I'm not sure how much the marine industry is going to slow down as we go into this off season. I don't really want to call it an off season. We slow down a little bit, and really it's this week that things kind of start to slow down in the marine industry. And what's going on this week? Do you know, Jenna, what's happening this week in Pensacola area?
Tell me.
You mean, no? No. We got the fair starting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know. Were we taking our boat there?
What's that?
Are we going to take the boat there?
No. I tell you, we used to go out there to the fair and I used to take engines and stuff out there and represent Georgetown, and we quit doing that a few years back. But the fair really messes with our local economy, and I don't know if people are aware of that. how much it actually messes with our local economy. A lot of people, you know, think that, oh, wow, the fair's in town. I'm going to go out there and spend money at the fair and enjoy the fair and spend all this money. I actually know people, listen to this. I know people that take out a home loan or a loan to go to the fair.
What?
Yes. Crazy.
Stop yourself.
So what happens, this is like the in our area, our slowdown time, the fair comes into town, and that's our first initial saying, okay, things are going to start slowing down in the marine industry. People are now starting to think about the fair, and then in November, we start to think about Thanksgiving and Christmas and, you know, and on and so forth, on into the new year, and then everything really starts to kick back off around February or so when the fishing season kicks back in. So this is kind of our slow time, if you will, but I'm not sure that things are really going to slow down because the marine industry is so strong at this point. It's just crazy what's going on in our industry. People are looking for employees. People are trying to just hire people that are going to come to work, really. And in our industry and industries across the country, different industries, we're seeing that in our industry. It's really tough to get employees right now in all kinds of different industries. But the good thing is the Marine Service class over at Georgetown Tech is putting people out that want to go to work and are willing to go to work. And many of my students are working before they come to school. So they're basically holding a full-time job and going to school full-time. So my students are doing that. I would say probably at least 40 to 50%, maybe half my class are working. Maybe more than that, and coming to school as well. So I've talked about that in the past, and I just want my listeners to know that the people that come to my class seem to be the ones that are wanting to work and get out into industry. And with that, I've gotten several phone calls from different locations, and I actually went and visited a couple of locations on Wednesday. Went out and visited a brand new location down at the Pensacola Shipyard who are looking for employees. And while I was there, I visited another location at that same facility that previously hired students in my class. And both these locations are willing to help me mentor students. They want to hire them and work with them in a part-time basis, Monday through Thursday, probably put them on a full-time day on Fridays. And then allow them, which allows them to go to school full time. So I've had a couple good visits this week, and these dealerships, these independent locations, are welcoming me with open arms. They're saying, "Hey, yeah, we want to talk to you, and we want to be able to help you in your class, which is going to help us." And I actually got two students interviewing next week, one at each location. For positions there. So that's a good thing, and I'm really happy about that. And I tell you, it just takes a little extra work. You just got to go down there and talk to the people, tell them what we offer, tell them what we can do for them, and also how they can help us, because it's a handshake type situation where we're helping them and they're helping us. And it really helps to get students placed in the field. It's as we end this year, you know, I still have a waiting list, and it's last time I checked, I think I checked last week, and I had over 10 people waiting to get in my class, and I'm not going to put anybody in now until January 1 or when we come back. I think we come back from Christmas break somewhere in January 2 or 3, somewhere in that ballpark. So that first week or second week in January, I'm going to have the ability to place probably new students into my classroom at that point. The reason I'm not placing any students right now is because I'm full up, and I will probably have some seats available as I go into the end of November, but I don't want to place students in December because it's such a short month for us. We only really have about 2 weeks of school in the month of December. So I try to get people in where I have a good long run with the new students. That way they can stay engaged and they don't have any kind of a break where they, you know, where I get them into class and then they got a 2 week or 3 week break. And the next thing you know, they get bored and try to do something else. So I want to get them in there while I have a good, good run with them. So my plan is, I think, to drop four in January of next year, we'll be able to do that because my class, and here's why. I've got several students and I'm a co-op toward the end of this month, beginning of next month, middle of next month. I've got several students that are completing and going to work, and I've got some co-ops that are completing and will continue to work. So think about all that we have going on in that class and the people we're putting to work out there in the industry right now. It's just amazing to me that we can just make this happen, working with students' schedules, working with where they're at, training them so they can go to work, and then put them at these dealerships that are willing to continue their education there and move them up into a marine technician type, you know, career. And that's what we're doing. So exciting times going on at school. We're placing people. We're doing a lot of things at the school to that are moving us forward. And I'm so happy with the way things are going. I'm going to tell you something else that I'm seeing this week. And this is very exciting, Jenna. This week, I've had three or four students that have recently left or have left, you know, the school a few years back that are sending me their Yamaha and Mercury certificates when they've gone and continued their education. And now they're getting certified in Yamaha and Mercury by the dealerships that they're working at. And I've got a couple students that's only been at these dealerships for, you know, a few months that are, they're already sending them to service schools up in Atlanta, Mercury and Yamaha. They're sending them to these schools only being in field a few months. And I've said this before, this is unheard of for dealerships to do this because most dealerships want to know that the technicians or the people that are going to work for them are going to be loyal to their company. So it typically takes a year to 2 years being employed before they even think about sending you to service schools. And my students are able to go to service schools way before even a seasoned technician that had come from another location would be able to go to a service school. So that's another thing that we're able to make happen at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. So it's just it's just good to see that and the success that we have in our class, and not only in our class, but around with the dealerships that are working closely with us. Looks like we have a text question here. I'm going to go ahead and read that. I have a 2002 Mercury 115 EFI. Just removed, cleaned the secondary fuel pump because boat sat too long. When putting the shifter and throttle cables back on, I cannot get them from forward to reverse. And it says, could this be a 6-year-old cable that are stretched or possibly issues in the foot from wear and age? And they also say they love the show. I love that too. And they say they learn a lot. So that's good. So hopefully we can teach them something here. So 2002 Mercury 115, cleaning the secondary fuel pump, making sure your fuel system's good after it sat for a while. Very smart thing to do. Change all your filters and stuff. So let's address this shift problem. And apparently you took the cable off and put it back on. Here's what I would suggest. First of all, is the cable, the shifter, the throttle stiff? Do you feel like it's stiff? Sometimes customers, when they use their boat, the throttle stiffens up or the shift cable start to stiffen up. The customers don't notice that right away because it's gradual sometimes, and they may not feel it because it's something that's gradual. You may not really realize that it's doing that. So kind of get in there and feel the shift and throttle cables if you have it hooked up. Now, you need to do this while the engine is running, not while the engine is while the engine is turned off. If you check your shift and throttle cables or your shift cable, you need to either have the engine running or have someone that can spin the prop shaft for you, the prop, to make sure that the clutch dog will engage easily into whatever gear you're shifting it into, reverse or forward gear. Okay, so you don't want to shift it without the engine running or someone turning the prop, because that may lead you to believe that the shift cable is faulty because if the forward gear or reverse gear isn't lined up with the clutch dog, it will appear to be a shift problem and it'll be stiff. So you want to make sure the engine is running. If you feel like when you do this procedure and the engine's running or someone's turning the prop shaft and you shift it and you feel like it's hard to go in to gear or out of gear, what I would recommend is pull the shift cable off. And again, while the engine is running, manually shift it at the engine. Now, be very careful when you're doing this, because if you have the prop on, it's going to be spinning right down there, you know, by you if you're standing next to the engine. So you need to be very careful if you're going to do this. If it shifts easily at the engine, at the shift mechanism without the cables hooked up, you more than likely have a shift cable problem. So that's the kind of the techniques that I teach in the class. That's how I kind of recommend. We actually had one the other day at school, and I had to use this technique to shift the motor where we were shifting it. And we realized at this point it was an actual engine problem and not a shift cable problem. And we were able to get in there and fix that. So that's how you kind of see where it is and see what's going on with it. Hopefully I've helped you with that. Cables definitely go bad the way they are routed, the length of time they're in the boat, those kind of things. And if you got bad cables and if they're routed improperly and they cause you to slow shift, that can cause gear case problems as well. So there's a lot going on here in this one little question that you have to check. If you don't feel comfortable with doing that, Key Marine is a Mercury dealer. Those guys out there know what they're doing. They would be more than happy to help you on that. They can get you on the right track, because you need to make sure everything is correct when you're doing these type of checking or repairs on your engine. I hope I helped you answer that question. I know that's a lot into that, but it's important to make sure all that is correct. So I appreciate that question. I hope I helped you answer that. And if you have any additional questions on that, please text back. I'm more than happy to answer or call in. You can give us a call as well. 850-437-1620 is the number. 850-437-1620. What do you think, Jenny? You think I answered that question good?
Yeah, that was a decent sized question right there. I mean, you did better than I would.
Better than you would. Well, you know what, Jenna? Here's my goal. In a year, you're going to be able to host this show without me on it, because you're going to know so much information. How about that?
Never. You can't leave.
Never.
You can't leave.
You come to my class. I promise you, you'll learn a lot, and you can host the show then. But no, I'm going to be on this show answering these questions. More than happy to do that. Hopefully, we can help customers and listeners and things like that on this show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So lots going on in the marine industry, and I'm so thankful I could talk about that on the show. So this week at school, I didn't mention Georgetown Technical College. Let me mention them real quick. They are located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. georgetownecollege.edu is the website. They got a chat feature on that page. My IT guy, Mr. Wiggins, takes care of that page. He watches over that page, and when you send a question there, they forward it to the right person. So if you have any questions about Georgetown Tech, go to georgetownecollege.edu, check out that chat feature, and remember, we have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify. VA and Pell Grants are also available as well, but you must pre-qualify for those. So I've been doing Student of the Week, and I've got a Student of the Week for this week, and my Student of the Week is actually a part-time student, and his name is Charles. And Charles comes in the evenings from 6 to 9, and Charles is one of my happy guys. He comes in there, he's always smiling, always in a good mood, always has something positive to say, and always works hard. So Charles is my Student of the Week this week, and I just want to thank Charles for being such a good student, coming in, doing what he's supposed to do, willing to work with other students, and move forward in the class. Part-time is tough. You're there for 3 hours a day, and that is really a tough part. And if you're not well engaged in what's going on, part-time is really, really hard to complete. And it's because you got such a short period of time in there. If you look at a part-time student, 3 hours a day, they're almost with me for 4 years. And It's like a four-year college. I tell you, they're there for about 4 years, and if you look at it in a time span, just because of the nature of the part-time. So I always recommend full-time students if I can get them in there. And we recommend full-time. And most of my students that are coming in now, we're saying, hey, we want you full-time. That's what we're going for. And if I do get a part-time, I try to transition them to full-time. Charles just can't do that because he's actually in the construction business. And he has to work during the day, so then he comes in at night. So good job, Charles. I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you do in the class. And thank you for being our student of the week this week for the Boat Smart Show. So thank you for that. And I talked about visiting at location on Wednesday. And that was, like I said, that was a good visit there. Enjoyed that. And meeting new people in the industry is so much fun, and seeing what they need and that kind of stuff. When I do these visits, I also ask them to join our advisor council. So we do that as well. So I'm going to have the people come to our advisor council. And I got one coming up in November, I think. I need to find out, don't I, Jenna? It'd be bad if I had an advisory council meeting and not show up. So I need to see what the date is on that.
Yeah,
so
it'd be good. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, maybe you can come to that one. I might try to get you to make it to it. You'd have to leave immediately after the show.
That's fine.
I'm going to invite you also.
I want to do it, yes.
Yeah, you'll get a dinner or a lunch, a nice lunch, and I'll tour you, take you down to the classroom and tour you around that. So I will make that happen. How about that?
You had me at lunch.
All right, sounds great. I appreciate that. All right, good. We're going to have Jenna at our advisory meeting. I'm going to put that in my email. That'll get more people there, you know, with you being there.
That's very sweet. That is very sweet.
And, you know, one thing I don't have a problem with and is getting people to my advisory meetings. And knock on wood, okay? Knock on wood. I am one of those people that when I do a meeting, I'm the one that aggravates you. I send out a notice. Okay, we got an advisory meeting. If y'all don't get a reply email, I'm going to give you a phone call. And then what I do is I continue, like for the first, you get a notice the month before the meeting, you get another one 2 weeks out, then you'll get another one a week out, and then the day before. So I make sure that everybody knows when the meeting is, what time it is, and what we're going to discuss, and I let people know that. I think that's kind of why I have a good turnout, is because I really push hard to get the people there, because it's so very important for them to be at the school, mm-hmm. to see what we do, to help us to understand what we need to do in our classroom to help provide these employees for the dealerships and the independents that are at these meetings. And we work hand in hand, like I said before, at these meetings we talk about all these things, pay scales, what they require, how we can do mentoring programs and the co-op programs, and they get to come down to my classroom and see what I have down there and in the shop area and that kind of stuff. So these meetings are so, so very important to get these dealerships to the meetings to see what's going on. So I'll get you an email out. I will harass you with that email.
I love
it. And get you to the meeting. How about that?
No, that's good. I have mom brain, so you have to tell me. Tell me the things, yeah. So I can write it down 100 times.
I'll get you the date, and I'll let you know for sure. So we're excited about that. I'm going to have a lot of new members hopefully coming in there. And I got people from all over. They actually drive in all the way from Panama City, Alabama, Orange Beach. I got them. They come from all over. And Key Marine shows up there, too, every single time. It looks like we're getting down to the last minute of the show. I appreciate that text. If I can help you further with that, let me know on that. And I'm more than happy to guide you through that situation, or just go out there and see Key Marine. Key Marine is a sponsor of Boat Smart. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. They got trained technicians that came from Georgetown Technical College that I'm going to be having lunch with today and seeing how things are going out there. You can check them out on Facebook for their consignments and their specials. And remember, that discount from November 1st all the way to January 31st, that will save you a ton of money on your labor costs, your rigging costs. They're going to save you some money for that period of time. Don't spend it all at the fair. Go out to Key Marine and give them their share, and we'll have a great month out there at Key Marine. So I just made that up.
That was
Thank
really good.
Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Stefan, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. We've got more coming up. We're going to talk Barktoberfest with the Pensacola Humane Society. But first, let's see what's coming up in the news with Mark Jacobs.